You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Over 200 affordable and workforce housing units could come to the former Virginian RV Park off Snow King Avenue right outside of downtown Jackson. The town and county bought the land for $28 million last year, and next week could pick from a slate of proposals for actually developing that housing. The leading candidate is the Texas-based Penrose Group, which wants to focus on low to middle income earners. A housing staff report says out of all the proposals, it offers the broadest affordability for renters and owners. It's also asking for the lowest amount of additional public dollars, $10 million. It could feature a central common green space, and there's options for childcare or an extension of the neighboring Teton County Library. Elected officials will consider this proposal and others Monday morning. The demand for low-income housing is up in Wyoming. A statewide housing agency has a voucher waitlist that's nearly tripled in size in the last 3 years. KHOL's Chris Clements has more.
The Cheyenne Housing Authority provides low-income housing to residents of Laramie and Cheyenne. It also runs a voucher program across the state. Vouchers subsidize rent for tenants who have a private landlord. In the last 3 years, the waitlist for those vouchers has grown from roughly 1,000 to 3,100. Greg Hancock is the executive director of the Housing Authority.
It's got to be a frustrating experience. It's frustrating for us, too. I mean, we'd certainly like to house everybody that's qualified that comes in the door.
Hancock says there's many different reasons for the waitlist increase, including a dwindling number of private landlords for potential tenants. He says that's partly due to rising property and liability insurance premiums for both the housing authority and for landlords. He noted that some on the voucher waitlist are also on different waitlists through the housing authority. For KHOL News, I'm Chris Clements in Laramie.
It might be surprising to hear, but climate scientists have some potentially good news about the future of the Colorado River. KUNC's Alex Hager reports a new study projects more snow and rain will likely fall around the river's headwaters over the next 25 years.
High temperatures have long been the focus of the region's climate scientists, but new findings say precipitation may play a bigger role in the river's future than previously thought. CU Boulder professor Balaji Rajagopalan is one of the study's authors.
All of our thinking, our acting, our management should be humble and recognize that nature in which we live, which is, you have water, but it is very highly variable.
Rajagopalan says that variability is one of the most important parts of the new study. He and other researchers used climate models to find a 70% chance that the next quarter century on the Colorado River will be wetter than the last. This century has seen river supplies strained as water users have struggled to rein in demand amid a two-decade mega drought. I'm Alex Hager.
Spring cleaning season has arrived. Wyomingites across the state are preparing to clean attics, basements, garages, and barns. But before sweeping any of those areas, the Wyoming Department of Health warns that hantavirus may be present. Humans may get the disease by breathing particles found in mouse droppings, urine, and saliva. Early symptoms include headache, fever, muscle aches, and nausea. If left untreated, late hantavirus symptoms may set in.
Symptoms are much more severe. It includes coughing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, or kind of unable to take a full breath. And this is because the lungs start to fill with fluid.
There's only been 18 cases of human hantavirus in Wyoming since 1999, but 7 of those were fatal, indicating a high mortality rate. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.